we were talking about how God builds the church and things like that. So I thought we'd carry on this theme and have a look. I have got a PowerPoint that's just got a few slides on. So if Stephen could just put that up. So we're looking at building the idea of us being the living stones, the building blocks in some ways. And if we put the next one on, I think we've got some Jenga blocks. Well, effectively, these are like Jenga blocks, but they're really big ones. And so we're building towers here. And really, it's, you know, how high can we get it? We've got quite a few blocks here. Yeah, Esther's is falling over, but that's fine. Can we use all those blocks really quickly to build your towers? So every single one of them. Yeah. And then we'll take some pictures of the blocks, of the towers, see how far we've got.
Mine's getting really high.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got lots of different things to build with. Just while they're building, Gary, can you just pass me that bag? Yeah. I think they're doing quite well here. Yeah. Can you just move that box then, the empty box now, so everybody can see these towers that we've built? Yeah, come and have a look at these towers, everybody. So yeah, we've got some quite high towers. Mackenzie and Grace's towers are quite high. Tatiana's isn't as high, but it looks really solid. It's not going to fall very easily, is it? Esther's is two blocks high, and she likes to knock it over with her nose. That's fine. Now, it's not too bad building with those kind of blocks, is it? Because they're all roughly the same size. And, you know, when you're building houses or walls, it's easier to build them if you've got regular sized blocks. Usually nowadays we build houses with bricks, okay? We're not going to build with this because I've only got one of them and it's quite heavy, but bricks are actually usually a fixed size. We'll put it there, okay? So a brick, you can't really see it very well, I know, because the measurements are a bit small, but bricks are a regular size. They are quite bizarrely 3 5/8 inches wide, 2 1/4 inches tall, and 7 5/8 inches long. So it doesn't seem a particularly normal size. Oh dear, they're falling down. And when you're building with brick, you have to use mortar. That's a mixture of sand and cement to stick the bricks together. Because as you're seeing, these ones, because they're not stuck together at all, they fall over quite easily, don't they? So if you want to build something that's going to last, you need to have some kind of glue. And when you're building, yeah, when you're building with bricks, you build with mortar. It's like a glue. And because the bricks are the same size, you can plan how many bricks you're going to need, you know, to make a wall of a certain size. And you need a lot of skill to do it, because sometimes you've got to cut the bricks up, you know, because you know, they don't all fit the nice standard sizes. But it's easier to build with those kind of blocks or bricks because, you know, they're quite regular in size and they're flat. But I've got some other kind of bricks here, okay? So these are, I think we've got a slide of them. These are little wooden, oh, they've all fallen down. That's fine. Gary, can you just move those bricks out of the way? Because we're now going to build with different kinds of bricks, okay? So I've got some wooden building blocks here, and these are all different shapes. I'd still like you to build towers. Maybe you can build one tower rather than four. Yeah, so maybe you can all work together. No, Esther, you need to keep them here. Yeah, so can you children, well, yeah, you build a tower with those blocks. Now these blocks, for those of you that can't see very well, we've got lots of different shapes here. So we do have some of those rectangular shapes, but we've also got triangular ones. We've got bridges, yeah, we've got semicircles. We've got all kinds of different shapes there. And I think, generally speaking, we find it's not as easy to build high towers when you've got things that are all different shapes. It's a lot easier to build something if you've got regular shapes. So we're having a go here. We've got some bridge shapes. We've got some Yeah, cylindrical shapes. We've got all different kinds of shapes there, and we're building with them. Now, you're doing a great job there, children, but if I asked you with that number of bricks to make a wall or a tower that is as high as this ceiling, could you do it?
No.
No, why not?
We have enough bricks.
Yeah, for a start, we haven't got enough bricks. We haven't got enough. Even if we could make it really tall, it couldn't go up to out the ceiling here because we haven't got enough there. But even if we'd got loads more, it would still be quite difficult, wouldn't it? Because they're all funny shapes. Yeah, the kids aren't tall enough yet. Even the adults would have to get the scaffolding out and things like that. So it's not easy to build with that kind of building blocks, not something that's really high. All of them are discovering that the triangles are quite good for sitting on top. Yeah, but you couldn't have the triangle at the bottom, could you? Because if you put the triangle at the bottom, you wouldn't be able to put anything on top of it. You know, can somebody just pass me a triangle? Yeah. We couldn't build with this at the bottom because if we had it like that, flat, we couldn't rest anything properly on top. And if we did it the other way around, it'd just fall over. So those kind of bricks aren't particularly helpful for building solid walls. Okay. Have we finished those walls? Let's have a look. They're not very good, no. Don't worry about it. So could you put those bricks away for me? Thank you. Because now we're going to try and build with something else entirely. Because the Bible says that the church is made up of people. It's not a building as such. I mean, we're meeting a building and it's great that we can. But Peter says that we are like living stones. I think we've got a verse. Again, it's not perhaps very easy for you to read that, but it says, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house. Okay? So, Esther wants those bricks, definitely. This time, we're going to try and build with something that's a bit more like what God's building with. Because if you look all around at us, we're all different, aren't we? You know, we're all different sizes and shapes and ages and nationalities. You know, all kinds of different things, people. And if you put us together, it wouldn't be very easy. Tatiana, will you come and stand next to me for a minute? Yeah? So God's going to build a wall. Stand up. Can you stand up? Yeah? Now, I won't be able to do this for very long, so I'm making the most of it. I am taller than Tatiana. Yeah? At the moment, okay? So if you try to build me and Tatiana in a wall, the wall would go up and down. And then if Gary stood next to Tatiana, yeah? It goes up again. So it would be a pretty weird kind of wall, wouldn't it? Thank you, Tatiana. Okay? Because we're not all that regular shape, like the brick or like the Jenga blocks. But living stones are a bit weird as well, aren't they? You know, because they're all different shapes. So now I've now got some stones and I'd like you to build me a tower with those. Have a go at that. Okay? Now, building with stones isn't easy, is it? How are you going to build with those? They're all different shapes. They're all different sizes. They're smooth. They're not flat. Really? So how are you going to build? You're not going to get very high, are you?
I've only done that.
Yeah, exactly. It's really difficult to build with stones. Now, some people are really good at it. Don't get me wrong, because particularly in North Yorkshire, you get dry stone walls, don't you? I think we've got a picture of a dry stone wall. And with a dry stone wall, the idea is, you know, that they build these walls to divide up all the fields in places like the Peak District and the Yorkshire Dales. And you've got stones of all different sizes, obviously bigger than these stones here. And they divide up the fields. You've got layers of stones, you can see. And what they do is they try and get the stones laid flat and positioned lengthways. Each layer gets slightly narrower. And then you have like these little stones that you put into them. And then you've got to make through stones, apparently. So a stone that's big enough to go all the way through to hold those filling stones, the small stones, together. And as you build up the layers, You know, you do that, and at the top, you put on top stones or coping stones, which are more flat. Yeah, they've got a rounded top, and those walls are often really strong, even though they don't always look it. But for most of us, we'd find it hard to build high and strong with pebbles or stones. And in the songs that we sang, we talked a little bit about the most important part of building. Because actually, when you're building a house, what's really important is the foundations before you start the actual building up. As this thing says, you're only as strong as your foundation. If we think about a tree, okay, the bit that we see, the trunk and the branches and the leaves, that's not all of the tree. The tree has roots that go down into the soil and get the water up from the soil. So a foundation is a bit like having those roots on a tree. A good foundation in a house keeps moisture out, it resists movement, and it insulates against the cold. So as we sang, when the winds come and the storms come, the house doesn't fall over. You ever been in a house in a storm when you can hear the gale rattling and the windows perhaps are, you know, rattling with it? It's not a very nice sound, but you feel safe because you know that your house is built on a good foundation and it's not going to fall down. And that's why Jesus told us that a wise man builds his house on a solid foundation, like rock, not on something that's soft and crumbly like sand. We've got to build our lives on a solid foundation. And that foundation, thank you, is Jesus himself. Jesus is our foundation. Paul says, and Peter say, that Jesus is our cornerstone. Now, a cornerstone in a building, it is what it says. It's the stone at the corner. You know, it's the stone that's usually the biggest stone in the building. They put it there first, and the building is all built around it. And the cornerstone has got to be strong. It's got to have no hidden weaknesses or cracks in it so that it can support all the weight of the building. And Paul says that no one can build on any other foundation in the church than Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone. He's the foundation. We've got to build on the things that he taught and follow the way that he told us to live. But then, with Jesus as our cornerstone, all the people in a church, from you little ones right through to the big ones, from the youngest to the oldest, yeah, we're all like those living stones. We're all different shapes and sizes. We're all different. And sometimes, as I say, if we all stood up together, you know, we wouldn't find it very easy to make a big wall. But that's the way that God's decided to build with us, with people. All the stones are different. All the people are different. But all these stones are lovely. Would some of your children like to just bring some of these stones and take them round? Yeah? Would you like to take them round to people so they can see that they're different colours? Yeah? And they're different colours and they're different shapes and they're different sizes. And God can use every single one of those stones to build, but he can use every single one of us to build his church as well. He's building a spiritual house. And this spiritual house is a place where we can offer sacrifices to God, where we can tell him how much we love him, where we can learn more about him. God says that we're his special chosen people. He says that he's brought us out of darkness into his marvellous light so that we, each one of us, can tell people all about the amazing things that God has done for us. Perhaps when we go tonight, you can each take a stone with you to remind you that you're a living stone and that God is building you together with everybody else into his house with Jesus as the cornerstone. And yesterday we were talking about the building blocks of the church. We're the building blocks in one sense. Yeah, we're the living stones. Jesus is the cornerstone. But the things that we need to do to build ourselves up, okay? So you children, all of you, the things that you need to do to become that living stone that God can use is just the same as for the grown-ups, yeah? In the children's song, it says we've got to say our prayers, read our Bibles, get some fellowship. That means being with God's people and talking about God with them, and witness every day. That means telling other people about God. And as we take those building blocks, fellowship, evangelism, that's telling other people, studying the Bible, praying, having that personal relationship with God, then we will see something built by God. The Bible tells us that we've got to encourage each other and build each other up, saying nice things to each other, helping each other. And as we do, take all those building blocks into our own lives, we can be the living stones that God can use to build his house. Not just this building that we're in, but his church, his house, where he dwells. Thank you.